Hi, thanks for
Hold
holding.
on,
Is
sure.
this Ed?
Yeah.
Oh, hi,
Yes.
Ed. My name's Tina, and I'm one of the technicians in the department that handles pricing for your area. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing great. Happy Wednesday, right? We're halfway there.
Yeah, right. Right
there. Not that we're counting or anything, huh? So I know that you were speaking with Tara, and she's really good as far as explaining the program. So did you have any questions regarding where you're going to appear on the search results or how this works other than pricing?
Well, just like, so if I Google landscapers or lawn care in Lexington, they got me doing right now. Hold on.
Mm-hmm, that's exactly right. Then you're going to show on the first page in a spotlight position, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And that, incidentally, Ed, is where the high revenue is generated. So 9 out of 10 consumers will hire off the first page when they conduct a search. And I believe that that's because we're in an instant gratification type of a world, you know? People
oh, we are.
Search.
We are, definitely.
Yep, yep, and then they see the companies coming up are local and credible, and then they hire one. It's as simple as that, you know? And
well, when I did it, it said lawn care near me.
Mm-hmm.
It said sponsored lawn care, and it has 1, 2, or I can click more care providers, sponsored results, and then it says businesses, and I don't see what is Tina, right?
Yeah, so keep going down past the sponsored where you see the map. Do you see where there's a map and there's companies listed there? Yeah, so the sponsored ones at the top, they're either a pay-per-lead or a pay-per-click program, okay? And the problem with those types of programs is you have to pay for it whether it turns out into a job or not, right? But if you go down into where the companies are displayed next to the map, this is the positioning that we have available today, and with this section, it's unlimited. So it doesn't matter if you start out slow and you take on 5 jobs in a month, or if you grow your business and you take on 50 jobs in a month. It's all inclusive within the same flat rate, okay?
So right now there's 1, 2, 3, 4 on that I see. I can hit more businesses, but I see 4. Is that the listing that stays there, 4?
Correct. Correct. If they click more businesses, the total that could ever be on the first page would be 20 listings. There's never more than that. So what happens is because we're the best of the best in the industry, oftentimes we'll place a new business that instantaneously will go to the first position. Sometimes they're down at, you know, say 5 or 6 before we build up their relevancy and they achieve a higher placement. But the good news is even for the ones under more placements that are, say, in the 10th position or the 11th position.
Hold on a second.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let me throw my dogs out real fast.
Of course.
Now, before I get something in water,
what kind of dogs are they?
Great Danes and a Bulldog.
Oh, wow. What a good combination, huh?
Yeah.
I have 3 dogs myself, but one of them is a little 10-pound Havanese, and every time I take her to the dog park, the bigger the dog that she can confront, the better, and she loves when she sees a Great Dane and runs up to them and tries to play with them. It's so funny, but I'm always worried. I mean, Great Danes are usually pretty friendly, but I'm like, what if she runs up to the wrong one, you know?
Yeah, there are. You can run up to the wrong one.
Yeah. But I figure if they were kind of aggressive, that people probably wouldn't take them to a place like that where they're off leash, you know? So I thought it's been safe so far, but she's the funniest little thing. The bigger the dog, the better. She loves it. Just no fear. Yeah. So, but what I was saying, if I circle back to, the placement, is even for the companies that are, say, in the 10th position or the 11th position, they're still amongst the businesses that are getting 87% of the revenue, right?
Okay.
And
right.
The cost is so affordable too, Ed, because you're a new business of 18 months, you're going to qualify for our new in business rate, which is a 50% reduction off of our regular pricing, and it'll set everything at a flat rate month to month of just $299. The program comes with a one-time setup fee of $99 to get you programmed in, so the initial investment would be $398. And what that will include for you would be not only your first page listing on search engines, but also we're going to program you into, you know, some of the popular directories that are in your area, as well as the mobile platform. So, for instance, you know how more and more people these days do the searches from their smartphones? I should actually say most people do, right?
That's what I just did, yeah.
Yep. So that's a different search result altogether. And once we program Scenic Lawn Care and Landscaping into that mobile platform, now you're going to become available from all of the searches conducted from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And as you know, that's a huge market that you'll be able to capitalize on. Okay.
Right.
And then do you have a business Facebook set up yet by chance?
Yep, I do.
Excellent. I figured you would because I saw that you have a nice website too. So that's excellent. The reason I ask is because we're a premier partner to Google. Google also allows us to bundle our services with Facebook ads. And it's really cool how it works because you know how when you search online for pretty much anything, chances are next time you go to your Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad for that popping up, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So that doesn't happen by accident. That happens because the search engines are tracking what people in your area are searching for. So we'll make sure that if they're searching for anything that's relevant to what you offer, then next time they go on their Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad for Scenic Lawn Care and Landscaping coming up. So naturally, that's designed to bring you even more new clients coming from the social media platform. And then you'll have a detailed tracking system, which means that you're going to have the ability to see how many new clients you receive from Google, how many you receive from Facebook. You'll see which keywords they actually typed in to find you. And if they use their GPS directions to locate you, you'll even see which zip codes they're coming from. So that way everything is very transparent, you know? And then as you do that tracking, Ed, if you ever notice that, you know, certain keywords are working better than others, you even have the ability to switch those out at any time through your account management team here. Okay, so being that this is a month-to-month program, I'm sure it's something that you'd like to take advantage of and give a shot, and that way you can see how well it works, right?
All right, so if I did this, how long before I'm up on that? I'm on Google.
Great question.
Showing where I'm supposed to show.
Mm-hmm. Nobody can flip a switch and put you up there instantaneously. It does take hundreds and hundreds of hours of programming, content creation, manual submissions, backlinks, trusted citations. So industry standard for this type of placement takes 90 days. We're a premier partner to Google, so we do it in only 45 to 60 days. Now, in the interim, what we do is the programming in the directories, the content creation, and launch the Facebook ads. All of that's up and running in under 2 weeks. So I always tell people that absolutely you'll see activity within your first month because we start the programming right away. However, it is the second month that you really see the program pop. That's when it comes to full fruition for you.
I already have a company that does this.
Oh, really? How long have you worked with them? Because I don't see that you're ranking, and that's a concern, obviously.
I don't know, 3 months.
Okay.
They're the ones who would handle my website.
Okay, so let's just take a look here. Okay, I see the verified Google listing, and it has 15 reviews on it. I just don't see that it's ranking. So let me look here and see. Oh, your reviews were from like 6 months ago, though. They don't look like they're recent since you've been working with this new company, right?
Probably not. I didn't send any reviews out, I'll tell you that.
These were older reviews. So, okay. I didn't think that you had initiated that. I just wanted to double check. So here's the thing. You're in Lexington, right? Which, as you know, mm-hmm. is a highly competitive area for what you do. And over the last 30 days in your area, there were 1,018 searches done just on Google in the keywords that relate to your category. So what that tells me is that there's a solid book of business in your backyard, but because you're not ranking on the first page, it's slipping through your fingers. And this is something that will put you front and center, get your phone ringing, and help you capture that business. And I tell you that because every second that you wait getting on the first page, there is business that's, you know, for some reason or another slipping through your fingers because they can't find you. Now, with that being said, I mean, if you feel comfortable enough to try this, we're a performance-based company, so we allow you to try it on a month-by-month basis, track the actual results that you're receiving, and kind of pay as you go. So if that other company decides to take your website down or something like that, we can build a site for you that's Google compliant and built by the Google certified technicians. Typically, they charge $400 extra to put the site together, but I could absolutely put a note in here that if you needed it, we would get an override to provide it for you for free. Do you know what the agreement is with that other company? If you were to part ways, do you get to keep the site, or do you think they would try to take it from you? Or
Mike has the domain name is mine.
Excellent.
So then, is mine. The website itself and what it looks like, they did. I didn't do it.
Okay. So then that's good. If you own the domain in case they ever took the content down, then we could build the site on your domain. So then, you know, that's a win-win situation because you wouldn't have to worry about that potentially happening, you know?
Right.
And, you know, I don't want you to think that I'm saying either, you know, try the program, Ed, and 1,018 clients will come flooding in, because even though that's the search volume, that's not realistic, right? But
no, I'm aware of that. And Austin,
yeah,
who I work with, he's said all the same things you're saying to me. I don't mind trying it. I do mind trying it before I say, not that you guys are looking, that you called me, but saying, hey, listen, why don't I have this, or why don't I have that, or why don't I know about this? Where am I at? Here's how many months we're in. Tell me what's going on. So that's the only problem I have before I go, because it cost me $3.99.
I see. Okay. So here's what I would suggest, because I want you to be comfortable and also get your questions answered by that other company. At the same token, I have 40 technicians calling out and only one position available. Because of the profitability, a position of this magnitude, it will fill within 3 to 5 phone calls. So because of that, I have a waiting list of clients all over United States and Canada where for some reason they couldn't participate when we reached out. Sometimes they even call me back within 30 minutes, but once the position fills, we don't have a way to remove an existing client in efforts to make room for them. So what I would recommend is, if, you know, you wanted to kind of get some questions answered, I wouldn't mind if you put me on hold and maybe called them on the other line. I definitely don't mind waiting. Or, you know, if you calculate this out, it comes to only about $9 a day to try it. And being that there's no contract, it is fully cancelable at any time if you're not happy. So that's the second option, is, you know, try the program, track the actual jobs and revenue that you're receiving, and kind of pay as you go. You know, out of 48,000 active.
It takes 45 days.
45 to 60 days. Yeah. So I always say it's the second month that you'll see this program pop. Absolutely. But you'll get traction within your first month because those Facebook ads, we say they'll launch in under 2 weeks, but I've seen them up and running before in 3 days on a special request.
So do I get to turn my Facebook page over to you?
No, the Facebook page, your Google business profile, your domain, everything, you own it, right? It wouldn't change
right.
In working with us. We would be added to it so we could manage it and run ads and optimize pages and get you results. But you're set as the owner on everything. That doesn't change.
Right. They do my Facebook too.
Do they do, content on the Facebook, or do they run Facebook
yep.
ads as far as you know?
We do content and it pops up all the time. But,
yeah. So I would recommend doing the ads because that's more targeted, you know. I've even had ads come to me.
I don't understand the difference. So wait, hold on. I don't understand the difference, so.
Okay, let me explain it to you. One day I was talking with my family, and this kind of blew my mind because I know how it works. I'm in internet marketing, but I didn't even realize that the voice-activated devices such as Siri and Alexa will track it. So one day I was talking with my family about, you know, we should go to Hawaii this summer. We haven't been for a while. You know, just a thought. We were talking about it. No big deal. But guess what? Next time I went on my social media, there was all kinds of ads for booking trips to Hawaii and deals in Hawaii and hotels in Hawaii. So that's how this works. If somebody's in your area and they're talking about it or they're looking for, you know, maybe a reoccurring lawn care service or maybe some specific landscaping services and they're typing that into their computer or they're talking about it, then what happens is next time they go on their Facebook newsfeed, they will see ads for your company popping up. You see? So that's why it's so successful because, yeah, Google calls that a micro moment. You know, strategically putting someone in front of your company that's looking for your service at the time that they need you, right? So it wouldn't be somebody that was looking for landscaping 6 months ago or a year ago because that's not going to be relevant to you now. It's going to be the fresh people that are searching.
Who creates the ad?
We would create the ads for you, but you have a say in it. So let's say that you want to run a special on the ad, you know, or you want to put, you know, 5% off for a new customer, or we offer veteran discounts or anything specific you want to put on the ads, we definitely would customize them for you. But if you want to just keep them generic and have our company run them, then we handle it all completely.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're going to love it. I mean, there's no question in my mind, Ed, that you'll be with us next year at this time. You'll continue to renew with us, and you'll be very profitable because our goal is never for someone to spend $299 monthly with us and then break even, because if that's the case, it's nice, but it's not a smart business decision, right? So it's our goal to make sure that every client yields a minimum of a 10-to-1 return on investment. And in your area, it's a no-brainer because based on the search results, even if you just got a percentage of that, it's going to be life-changing for you and life-changing for your business. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, mm-hmm. All right. I'll try it. How long is it going to take me to go through this? Because I'm in the middle of getting plumbed.
I can get you off the phone in about 90 seconds to 2 minutes. So I'll send you a confirmation email, and then I'll create an appointment for later today or tomorrow for my technician to call you to finish setting it up as far as your keywords and whatnot. So what's your email address?
SceneicLawnCare24@gmail.com.
SceneicLawnCare24@gmail.com, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And your last name is Moore? Moore?
Correct.
Okay. Now, this is the phone number that you use for client calls?
I do.
Is there an alternate line for internal purposes, or does everything go through this main number?
Everything goes through this main number. I mean,
excellent.
On Angie ads, my daughter calls, but doesn't make, she calls out on them or messages them. from Angie. So it doesn't make shit. They give their own number then.
Okay. I can add her as an authorized user to this account if you like, not for client calls unless you wanted it, but let's say she called in and she wanted to do an update or provide a new before and after photo or something like that. We can definitely add her so she's authorized. That way she can handle your Angie's and she can handle this too if the need arises, you know?
No, you're okay.
You're okay.
Calls and sets in, she just calls and sets an appointment. That's all she does.
Oh, got it. Okay. So she's kind of like a secretary for you, right? In that aspect, I get it. And then what's the business address, Ed?
795 mm-hmm. Owen, O-W-E-N, Road, mm-hmm. Lexington, North Carolina, 27292. Mm-hmm. I don't know that changed on my Google. I just bought this house like 4 or 5 months ago, so I don't know if I changed it on my Google profile.
So what Google will do for a residential business is they'll hide the address. So right now it's just showing as you're serving Lexington and the nearby areas, but the address is blocked out. Once we become a manager of that Google page, we'll tell you if it's under this address. If you want to update it, you can, but it might not even need to be done since it's already set to Lexington. You know what I mean? Was your old mm-hmm. property also in Lexington, or was it in a whole different area?
Yeah, no, it was in Lexington also.
It was in Lexington. Okay. Yeah, so it might not even have to be updated since it's the same service area, but absolutely, I have the fresh address here just in case. And then did you want to set it up using a debit or a credit card? What works best?
My business card, debit card's fine.
Okay, and does it have your name or the business name or both?
Has both.
And how does your name read? Is it Ed or Edward, and is there a middle name or initial?
Edward. No, Edward Moore.
Okay, and is the Owen Road the correct billing address, or would it be your former address?
No, it's Owen Road.
Perfect. Okay. So then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
4767.
Okay.
1001.
Mm-hmm.
0299.
Mm-hmm.
6819.
And expiration?
1028.
And the code?
780.
Okay. So what I'll do is go through a voice verification recording with you that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. And then I'm going to create that appointment for my technician to call you later. Now, some of this is a little repetitive of what I just asked you. It's going to have you repeat your business name and whatnot, so just kind of bear with me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Scenic Lawn Care and Landscaping.
Thank you. Please state your name and title with the company.
Edward Moore, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
And you're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yeah. That's,
okay. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yeah. What do you mean?
So what that means is we're aware of your Angie's. You told me about that. We know about the other company. But if you do anything else online, just let us know about it so we make sure that it doesn't conflict with the programming we're doing, okay?
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah, I do. I agree. Yep.
Thank you. Okay, so the payment for your initial term and account setup will be charged today, October 29th, in the non-refundable amount of just $398. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 29th day in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
Perfect. Okay, so that concludes the voice verification recording. And for today, we're triply booked out for today, except for we have an appointment open at 6 o'clock Eastern. Would that work, or do you want me to see what's open for tomorrow?
You can see what's open for tomorrow. I have baseball practice tonight.
Oh, you play baseball?
No, my son.
Oh, nice. How old is he?
14.
Wonderful. I bet you guys are into the World Series. Who are you rooting for?
Dodgers.
Yes, me too. What a game that other night. You probably wouldn't have finished it because it would have been 3:30 in the morning your time.
Yeah,
with the 18 innings.
I fell asleep on my chair. Yep.
Yeah, that's a little bit too much to ask for anybody for sure. But tomorrow, what works best, Ed, morning or afternoon? And I'll tell you what's available.
Afternoon.
So we could do 12:30, 1, 2 o'clock, or 4?
1 o'clock is fine.
1 o'clock. Okay. So what I'm doing is I'm blocking out tomorrow from 1 to 2 o'clock Eastern, and that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 1:15. Don't panic. They're going to call you sometime within that hour. And then lastly, because I got you that new in business rate, which is not typically available for the general public, I want you to acknowledge it with your e-signature, and that will ensure that you're grandfathered into this rate where it never goes up. So did you get a text message from me right now that says thank you for choosing Local Splash?
Yeah, it's asking me to click here, which I did already.
Good. So all you have to do is scroll to the bottom. It's going to have you check off 3 boxes. One shows you're authorized. Mm-hmm. The second, that you've received text messages. The third shows that it's a reoccurring charge. And then once you accept all of those, it's going to, if it accepts your signature when you plug your name in and hit confirm signature, it'll ask you for a username and password. So that's your sign that it went through, if you see that.
That's where I'm at. I'm there.
Excellent. Okay, so then you don't need the username and password right this moment, but it is in your welcome email. So once you get the welcome email, if you want the username and password, you can log in using it. Sure. And then lastly, there is a brand new exclusive lead program that Google brought out about May of last year called Google Guaranteed or Google Verified Leads. Have you heard of that program by chance?
I think I heard about it.
Yeah, you might be eligible for an upgrade into that program. How it works is it's an exclusive lead program that you'd have to pass a background check in order to participate. Are you licensed and insured and all of that good stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, so you'll pass the background check with flying colors. There's no question. And so all we charge to participate in that is a one-time application fee of $250. If you choose to do it now, they built that $99 setup fee into the $250. So I would only have to charge you, $149 more. And then I think it's 151 RAR to make it 250. Yeah, 151 we would charge you today to start the application. Once you're Google Verified approved, it's an exclusive lead that would only come to you through Google. So you know how there's typical lead services out there that'll sell a lead to like you and everybody else out there, meaning there's nothing exclusive about it, right? So since this lead would only come to you, you have a much higher chance of converting it. Google will also put a blue or a green check mark next to your name once you pass the background check, so everyone's going to know that you have that extra backing from Google and you're a Google-verified business. And then the leads would only run you, let me see here, for landscaping, $48 each. Now, that's an average. It might be a smaller job where it's $44. It might be a bigger job where it's $54. But the average is $48, and you're only charged for the lead if it's a valid lead. So let's say someone calls you and they say, hey, Ed, are you hiring? You're not going to pay for that. That's not a lead, right? Or if they call you and say, do you do landscaping? I'm in Las Vegas. You're not going to pay for that because that's not your service area, right? So you only pay for the leads that are valid, and our department will monitor that for you automatically and apply credits if ever needed. So we would call you about 4 weeks from now and say, okay, you passed the background check. We want to activate the budget for the leads, which would equal 13 leads within the month or $626. Now, you don't have to take on 13 leads each month. You take on as little or as many as you like. And then the next month, you just pay for the leads that you took. So let's say that you took 6 or 7 leads and they were all big jobs. Then the next month, you just take, you know, pay for the 6 or 7 leads that you took to just kind of replenish that bucket. And I mean, I'm excited that it's available in your area. If you don't, you know, want to consider it now, I can send you info on it. But if you can do the extra 151 now, I highly recommend it.
Nah, I'd wait because Angie, I don't have Angie leads. I have Angie ads. So the customer goes through 3 people and picks one of the 3 people to send the lead to. So it actually jump-started my business. It made my business from an 18-month business to a 3.5-year business. Like
wow.
The amount of clients for me and the revenue that I bring in makes it there. So
that's awesome. Like
I tried Angie Leeds, trust. I did try Angie Leeds, and I got into it with him about that. I was like, this is a bunch of crap. Like, just so you're aware. Hey, I don't know what you people are doing over there, but Angie ads is different. So,
and you're having success with that. Yeah, I can tell.
I paid a set amount of $300, well, $600 during season, $300 off season, and they people pick. So, hey, I did get an email just now that says I need all this stuff to verify my Google. I'm Google verified already.
Oh, yeah, no, ignore that. I was just going to tell you that. I'm happy that you brought it up, Ed, is that I'm going to first off send you an email on this Google verified, so if you ever want to look into it in the future, at least you have some more details on it. But for that email, that is automated. It goes out to all of our new clients, but you can disregard that. You already have a verified Google listing. I'm going to send you one that will say important. Please add us to your Google business profile. That's just so that we can go in and start optimizing it. So do you have access to that Google business profile?
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. So that email that I just sent you has the instructions where you can go in and you can add us. Now, if you follow the instructions and you hit a glitch and for some reason it doesn't go through, then no problem. My technician tomorrow, when they call you at 1 o'clock, they can walk you through it. But if you add us to that, that's the only step that you have to worry about now.
All right. Let me just make sure. Getting signed in here. What? I should be signed in.
What
are you doing?
What I'm trying to do here is... Let me know if you got those instructions. If not, I can resend it. But it says here that the email was sent, so you might just have to refresh if you don't see it.
See that? Yeah, I got it.
You got it. Okay. Yep, so it's a seamless process to go in and add us, and that's going to actually get you results even quicker. Now, if Google, as we update things, wants to, you know, re-verify the business and you get an email from us or a phone call asking for a video verification or something like that, just make sure to get it done in a timely manner. I doubt they're going to ask you for that, but if they do, it's a good thing because it's their way of protecting you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients, right? Because the only way you can get on the first page locally is to be a valid business there. So if you see that, that would be a good thing that they offer it, but I don't think that step would be necessary since you already have the verified listing. Just wanted to give you a heads up on it just in case, okay?
Okay.
All right. So you are all good to go. I hope I did that in a timely manner because I know that you said you had other things to do. Lastly, yeah. I'll leave my extension with you, Ed. My name is Tina. I'm at extension 777. So anytime you call in, you can always press option one and anyone here can help you. Or you can put in 777 or say transfer to Tina, and then it'll come directly to my desk. And that's in the event that you wanted to speak with me directly, okay?
Okay.
All right. So you are all good to go. Oh, I'm so glad that it worked out. You're going to be so thrilled with this. So have a very, very profitable year and have a great rest of your day, too. And then stand by. My technician will call you tomorrow around 1 o'clock, okay?
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.